So trees and shades play a significant role in making cities more livable and resilient. Historically, we've known places within the Accra enclave, such as Ebri and the Shawosu-Doku district, where my organization works. We have a lot of projects within this area that aims at, you know, promoting environmental stewardship. The history around that area is that there were more of farming communities, as a result of which trees were quite in abundance within this area. And it's evident that the air quality in those areas were much more improved. And also within the such areas as the Bree Enclave and the others, having benefiting from that increased number of trees and shades in those areas, have had significant benefits socially and economically. Economic in the sense that even the property rates within those areas have increased significantly over the years. Now, currently, due to the private ownership of lands within these areas, there have been incidents of indiscriminate falling of trees, which have affected the landscape of this area. And also the phenomenon of uncontrolled and unstructured urban development and planning. The communities in these areas have really experienced heat waves and others that had had help and economic repercussions on the residents of this community. So it is one of the CSOs or civil society organizations over the years are coming up with projects that aims at promoting tree planting and inculcating environmental stewardship in children, especially focusing on children for the benefit of the future. We have planned and intended in pushing for young kids in schools to be educated on the benefits of planting trees and maintaining parks in their cities and communities, so as to be able to help sustain at least a more maintain a more sustainable, you know, environmental benefits that we could derive from improved air quality, and also maintain shades and make even our parks more attractive and more inviting as part of the public spaces that we can enjoy within the cities. But one of the problems we've had in places like Shawosu-Doku, these areas were not seen more as urban. They were more of the peri-urban communities where housing wasn't a priority, like building houses and structures wasn't a priority. But over the years, we've had a growing, you know, influx of people engaging in real estate development in these areas and not giving much consideration to how trees and shades in these areas are protected. So one thing that has been the bane of, you know, maintaining, you know, that culture of having a sustained level of maintenance of trees and shades have been the increased urbanization in these communities. And that has been a problem over the years, especially in Ghana, where we have our land tenure systems and not, we have more of private ownership and traditional stu lands being maintained or owned by, you know, families and communities, with chiefs and elders being the owners of the land. Government control over these lands are limited. So as a result, there's very difficult. It's much more difficult regulating housing and other urban development activities. So as part of the solution to the growing heat waves and others, civil society working in these areas can contribute in educating children, especially in schools, the young ones in our schools, learning how to, you know, seeing it as a priority to engage in tree planting and other activities that promote environmental stewardship within the community, so as to have a more sustainable way of